Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 97.1. Mornings.
Amp Radio. Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday. Survived yesterday's crazy storms that came through SoCal. Shutting down beaches. Shutting down Disneyland.
Damn. Whoa.
That's wrong. That's just straight up wrong. Come on, how you dare do something like that?
And it's you probably don't get any money back for that because it's an act of God.
Yeah.
It's weather.
Yes, bro.
Rain or shine.
Thunder and lightning and whatnot. Today's going to be a lot more chill. Definitely still cloudy, but looking at some sunshine tomorrow and Saturday, so get ready to enjoy that. Good morning, Brian.
What up, y'all?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Oh, we got some business to handle with Tamara in just a second. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
So yesterday, our company here at Radio.com had a big, like, quarterly conference meeting at a bar down the street. Amazing, man. Got to give it up.
Yeah.
Our boss, Fetterman, throws the best parties slash meetings for us.
Got to be honest, man. I kind of liked whoever said on stage, we should just give us all $25 and let us have just come by and give us money. Save that.
Instead of doing, like, a free food and free drinks. Just give us a $20 raise for the month. But yesterday, part of the raffle, some great prizes. I know, Chelsea, you won some CBD.
Yeah, it was like CBD oil kits.
Get it,
like
girl.
Lotion, oils. Yeah,
awesome.
I'm excited about it.
But the real winner, our girl Tamara,
won
4 tickets field level to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So she just told us this like 5 minutes ago. Who do you think she's going to choose?
She has 4 tickets, too. She's got 4.
So she's
got
to take and cut 2 people out from the show, all right? So you got DJ Majestic, Tamara. You got producer Brad. You got Brian. You got Chelsea. You got myself. Dodger fan since a child, since Mexico.
By the way.
Right.
Whatever.
Sisters before misters.
Hey.
Tamara.
I remind you, Chelsea did leave a playoff game early last year.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
She actually left the playoff game that ended up being the longest.
I was going to create content for the show. I was going to Halsey's Halloween party, you guys. Come on.
Oh, I'm sure you got a lot.
It was the longest playoff game in history. My dad and I were there. It was awesome. Chelsea, you could have gone and then come back.
I know, exactly.
Tamara, who are you cutting out and why? So you got yourself. Unless you don't want to take yourself, you just have to cut out somebody else.
Oh, no, I'm definitely taking myself.
All right, you have to answer just for fun, but then we're going to take it for real.
Okay.
Two people you got to cut out.
I would cut out Brad.
Oh! Who saw that coming? Who saw that coming?
Well, what an upset.
DJ Majestic.
That's messed up.
No.
Brad, name one baseball player on the Dodgers I know.
Trout is Trout on the. No, he's not a dog.
Oh, that's an angel. It's an angel. Wow. I even know that. Wow. He's an angel.
Wow. That was
okay.
All right. Thank you for cutting him out.
Yeah, and that's because you know you're.
You don't need to explain it. He couldn't name a Dodger. Like,
you don't need to explain yourself.
Okay.
Next time.
And it's between Chelsea and Edgar because I know Chelsea can get into Dodger games.
Oh, okay.
Ah, nice.
Of cutting us out.
Yeah.
Oh, Edgar's shoot.
So offended.
I'm going. You know what? I'd cut.
Come on, girl.
Edgar out.
What? I am appalled right now.
Well, you went to the long game, so hey.
I've been there long enough. You don't need to go back to Dodger Stadium. I see you, Tamara. I see you.
Never mind.
Let's take that back. Let's not play that game ever again.
I don't know why you don't just sell them online. I'm not bringing any of you fools.
Yeah, you're truly smart, Brian. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into this situation. Brian texted me early this morning and said, hey, man, I got involved in some beef last night at a restaurant. Not literally beef, but somebody, you know, acting dumb. And he honestly just wants to pass some judgment on that person. So we'll get into it coming up next.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
And right about now, you're about to hear my man Brian go off on this certain type of restaurant goer. And I think those of you that work in the restaurant industry are going to very much appreciate the message that he has for y'all this morning. But before you continue, and not that I'm taking it personal, okay? I just want to clear that up. Just a few minutes ago, We found out that Tamara won four tickets to go to the Dodgers. And it's six of us on the show. And we asked her, who are the two people you would cut out? Mm-hmm. She said producer Bradwood, which we all understand. Mm-hmm. Like, obvious. Clear. Duh. Yeah. Then she said me. She would cut me out. Again, I'm not taking this personal. And I just want to defend you, Tamara, because I'm not taking it personal. Now I understand why you cut me out. Why? You're choosing who the bigger drinkers are in the room.
Facts.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that's, by order, Brian is number one, Majestic is number two, and Chelsea's number three. Okay, cool. Yeah. Again, I'm
that's
not taking
like
it personal.
Worst rationalization I've ever heard in my life. But whatever you got to say to yourself.
I love that Tam's like, uh-huh, yep, exactly. Sure, whatever exactly. You say, Edgar, uh-huh.
Right, Tamara?
Right.
All right, cool. All right, it's all good. Brian, go ahead, man. Go ahead and preach, bro. What's going on, man? All right. We all feel better.
I just don't like people who overreact on purpose. And I hate people at restaurants. You know these people at restaurants. You can just see it setting up that mm-hmm. they want a free meal.
Yeah.
Like you just feel that vibe and they're going to overreact about everything. Mm-hmm. So we're at this sushi place on Cuenca last night in Hollywood, Waku Waku. And this lady's like making a big deal about everything. I'm already annoyed. She's like, I need a clean fork, but she's yelling so loud.
First
like,
off,
lady, shut up.
Who uses forks at sushi restaurants?
This lady. White people, Chelsea. White people.
That was the first red flag.
No, look, but just don't yell. Just say, hey, excuse me. Exactly. But also, her fork was clean. The server goes, look, those are water spots. Sometimes water spots are on silverware. That's how it works. Have you never used a dishwasher? Mm. Sometimes there's a little spot on it. She goes and gets her new fork. She goes, is that a different napkin? And the lady's like, no, I put another fork inside the napkin. We had it's a brand new set of rolled silverware.
Wow.
So I'm like, this lady just kind of, well, just annoying. Just keep your voice down. You don't need to make a big deal about it. Right? This is where it made me crazy.
Okay.
She's like 95% of the way through her food. And she's like, I found a hair in my food.
No, bro.
Right? Now, look, people, let's talk about something real quick.
Okay.
Nobody wants to find a hair in their food, right?
Facts.
But here are some other facts about finding hair in your food. Hair is so benign to eat, it's a protein, that the FDA doesn't even put a limit to the number of hair on your food. There's no limit to that. So you can have a plate full of pasta and hair, and the FDA is going to be like, it ain't going to kill you. There's so many grosser things, mm-hmm. right? Also, another thing, you find hair in your food. Okay, fine. Handle it politely. Excuse me. There's an accident. I found a hair in my food. When I'm 90% of the way through, you're probably she wanted a brand new whole dish.
Also, at that point, it's probably going to be your own hair.
Damn,
you know
straight.
I mean? Yeah.
It is 12 times more likely that the hair you found in your own stupid plate of food is your own stupid hair. Uh-huh. And you're not going to make them go get a DNA kit.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me, I'm going to get my magnifying glass like a super sleuth and come over here like a detective and figure out whose hair that is. We have a crime at table four.
Although, how amazing would that be if all of a sudden the server comes back like, oh, here, we'll just place it in this new DNA kit.
Yeah.
And we'll find out if it's your hair or not, man.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
And look, here's the thing, guys. I'm not saying that finding a hair in your food isn't not ideal. It's not ideal.
Yeah, it's gross, but
I'm saying handle it like a damn adult.
Yeah.
Pull somebody aside and say, I found that piece of hair in my food. Also,
preach.
Recognize you're not going to die from that piece of hair.
Preach.
And it's probably yours.
Preach. Listen, man, everybody that works in restaurants right now is saying, Brian, keep on preaching, my man. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, I know you worked in the restaurant industry. And people be trying to get free stuff all the time. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? Sometimes you got to call them out. Brian, I appreciate you did, bro. And sometimes you got to call people that don't want to invite you places, even though you feel you should. But you can't be petty in life and hold on to these kinds of things.
Yep,
you just
got
to move along.
You
got to
let it go by the 7
guys.
O'clock hour,
take
man.
Take a deep breath and let it go.
Right, Tamara?
Right.
By 7:05, Edgar, I think you can do it.
You guys know I'm having a carne asada at my house, right? You guys are all invited. Tamara, I don't know.
I think it's during the same day as the game, actually.
Yeah, whatever.
Right.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
What would you do if you are a bus driver here in LA and, you know, for Metro and whatnot, and you're on the corner of Venice and Fairfax at a bus stop? Next thing you know, some dude without a shirt is outside of the bus throwing huge rocks at the bus trying to break the windows. What do you do in that situation? You're the bus driver.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, you drive away.
Yeah, leave. You're driving a giant weapon.
Chelsea?
Yeah, call 911 and drive away.
In this situation, happened Tuesday afternoon, the bus driver did go away, but he got off the bus, left the door open, and ran away.
Well, that's what? Not very responsible.
Come on.
My man bounced.
He's like, I'm out.
Do you not understand? Like, you're the safest you'll ever be in your entire life, no matter what you do as a bus driver. The safest you are is in your bus. You are less safe walking to your bus at the bus station, getting on. No, I'm saying in your lifetime, you are wrapped around a giant robot body capsule. So getting off the bus with Deuce on rocks is literally the dumbest thing you could ever do.
Obviously, we can't judge him. He probably has never seen the movie.
We can judge him.
He's probably never seen the movie Speed, bro. Okay? We'll just leave it at that. So anyways, my man runs out. And let me tell you something, man. People you don't mess around with are people that have to take the bus here in LA. You don't mess around. Because, listen, I've heard stories. I've had family members. I, at one point, had to take the bus. The mission you got to go through sometimes to go from city to city, how many buses you got to pick up, the timing's got to be perfect.
It's a four-hour trip.
Yeah. You don't want to mess with them. So this dude proceeded to throw not only rocks at the bus, he went into the bus, then came off, threw and was breaking windows on actual cars. The bus riders came off, my man, along with some bystanders, and just tore this fool up. I mean, just went at him, man, ended up on the ground all bloody and whatnot. Wow. Thankfully, they didn't kill him. They could have. They really could have. And just held him down until police showed up. And it, what's crazy in this video, the first thing you see after he throws the rock at the bus is literally the bus driver just running towards the camera, whoever's holding the cell phone, and he's like, later. But shout out to all the bus riders here in LA, man. This happened right here in our neighborhood, man. Venice Boulevard and Fairfax.
And shout out to that bus driver looking for new employment.
You know how much crap he's going to get in the lunchroom, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Lunchroom? He ain't never getting back at the LA Metro bus station. Like, that's the least street cred you've ever had.
Facts. Anyways, coming up next, Chelsea. Thank God nobody got hurt, by the way. So that was good. Except for the dude got beat up, but he deserved it. Chelsea, what's coming up on the entertainment?
The Chelsea Report.
Amy Schumer got mom shamed for going back to work. This week, she returned to stage to do some stand-up. You know, it has been only 2 weeks since she's given birth, with it, which in my opinion is crazy impressive, but nothing to be mom shamed about.
Right.
She posted a picture, though, of her, you know, saying she's back. And the comments were awful. So here's just one of them. It said, wow, you're that desperate to get back to your fame that you waited a mere 2 weeks to get back on stage. That boy was a publicity stunt.
What?
Now here comes the being a parent is hard jokes.
Right. Well, of course, that's her life now. But it's not like, folks, settle down. It's stand-up in New York City. She's not on the road. She was at the Comedy Cellar, which I'm guessing is within 10, 15 blocks of the place that she lives. She's chilling out. But also, like, why are we acting like a father can't keep an eye on a two-week-old baby? Mm-hmm. She's got help. It's not like you walk out of the house after 2 weeks for a couple hours and the baby's going to forget who you are or, like, have a meltdown.
Yo, real talk, man. I was having a conversation yesterday with one of our coworkers. I'm not going to mention her name, but she's going through something right now where she's the breadwinner in her family, and they have a toddler. And her family is giving her a hard time, being like, why are you giving your back to your child? Like, when her husband's the one, like, taking care of her toddler. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's really difficult, and it's so, like, double standard in that situation that it's completely unfair in this situation, you know?
A lot of her celebrity friends in the comments were, like, obviously sticking up for her, which is good. But she kind of fought back in the best way. She basically posted a picture of herself sitting in bed with breast pumps, with a breast pump, and just said, sending out love to the mom shaming me for doing stand-up last night. So she's calling it out, but kind of doing it in the best way.
Acting like going back to work. She did 10 minutes of jokes in the comedy cellar.
Let her be her,
on a Wednesday night. It's not like she traveled across the world to put in, like, weeks of work. She did 10 minutes of jokes.
Just for that, she should do a show just for the haters and the trolls. And she should do stand-up comedy while breast pumping.
Which I actually could see her doing. You know what I mean?
Watch this.
Yeah. So it's that time of year, graduation time. A lot of... there it is. Okay. A lot of famous, successful people are giving commencement speeches. Some are giving money away. But the latest commencement speech to go viral, Jennifer Garner, she returned to her alma mater at Denison University in Ohio.
Nice.
And she delivered the speech. It was super cute. She talked a lot about living in the moment. And then she also gave some really good life tips.
When it comes to Halloween costumes, go funny over sexy. Why would you dress like a flirty nurse when you could be a mailbox? Nothing looks better in your 50s than sunscreen in your 20s. Don't smoke and don't vape. I'm sorry, somebody has to say it. Mixed signals are not mixed signals. They're a no. If you're a woman, and pardon me for being binary for just a second, this stage has been set. The world is yours to grab. Go out and get it, girl.
I love it, man. I mean, it's not $40 million, but this is... No, I'm just kidding. No, sometimes, look, that kind of advice is even more valuable than money, you know?
I don't know why she's got to be a hater about the Halloween costumes. Ladies, let your freak flag fly. Hey. Come on, she's hating all over. That's all of West Hollywood.
Yeah, but there's no way that, like, you don't look back on those costumes in college, those
living in
slutty
the
costumes.
Moment,
yeah,
though.
But
like, you are hoeing it up for fun. You are owning your body, ladies. I will not shame you like Jennifer Garner did. Wear as little as you want to on Halloween, and I appreciate it.
I did the sexy costume, I think, once in college, and I fully regret it. Like, those pictures still come back to haunt me, and
I'm like,
it's just not me, not a good look. She ended her speech, and I love this. She said, if you're lucky, your life will be 65% happy, and that's fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. That's just funny.
Nice comparison.
I know. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Your chance to win another $1,000 coming your way so you can get to paying off those college loans, right? At 7:10 this morning.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right about now, just go ahead and vent. Who did you dirty? Give us a call. Shoot us a text. 877-971-HITS. Rhonda from MoVal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Rhonda, who would dare do you dirty? Vent about it and let it go.
Okay, so it's actually not really me. It's more so my cousin's story.
You know it's bad when you got to call in for your cousin.
Right.
Like, yo, my cousin got done dirty and I got to vent for her. What happened to your prima?
She was going to get married to this guy, and then at the last minute, she called it off. And then about a month later, she calls me up and I'm like, oh, hey, girl, what's up? And she was like, girl, you're never going to believe who he's dating. And I was like, who? He was now dating and living with one of her bridesmaids.
No. Awful.
He was cheating on her with that girl for a while, too.
Yeah.
You don't just go from breaking off a marriage to then living with someone else.
And so I was going to be her maid of honor. And so I still had all the addresses and stuff.
Socia.
And I was cheated. So I took the card that I was going to give her for her bridesmaid shower. And I got all of the, like, divorce attorneys and all that from Orange County because they're Mormon. So getting divorced is, like, a big thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I sent it to him and her as basically a warning. And in the card, I said, hey, you know, like, stay clear. It was my Scarface move.
Damn, Rhonda. But let me get this right. Your cousin is the one that called off the wedding with her fiancé?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
She basically called it off because he was abusing her emotionally.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, and so, and then get this, like 3 months later after I sent that, and I don't know if it was because I sent it or just because of him, but the girl ended up not marrying him either.
So is he Mormon?
He's the one that's Mormon, yeah.
Right, so it could have been one of those things where
he was cheating on her, whatever, but wanted to get out of the engagement, but he doesn't feel like he could break it off, so he was treating her like garbage and being terrible to her until she broke it off, and then he moved in with the other chick. Sounds awful.
Either way, I'm just really happy that she decided not to marry him.
Ooh, absolutely.
I think he's happy that he didn't join our family either, because he probably thinks I'm crazy.
Good.
Whatever.
Don't even come close to your family.
Everybody needs crazy cousins, man. Yeah. Crazy cousins are, that's good backup.
Everybody needs that one person that's going to be like, you know, I got you.
Yeah, exactly.
Rhonda, thank you so much for calling in, and major props to your cousin for having the guts and the ovaries to be like, you know what? I deserve better. Even though we're about to get married, I'm calling this off. That's big time right there.
For sure. Thank you so much for everything that you guys do. I listen to you every morning. You make my drive to work so much better.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thanks. We appreciate you. And can you be our honorary prima as well, our cousin? Please?
Yeah, if you have anybody out there that does you dirty, you just hit me up, okay?
Yes! That's what I like to hear.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Right about now, your chance to win $100 gift card to go to Islands. Great gift for graduation, celebrating National Burger Day. All you got to do is guess 2 out of 3 song names correctly, but based only on the lyrics you hear, not the beat, all right? The key thing is to not get swayed by the beat. DJ Majestic is very, very tricky. Very, very tricky. And when it comes to music, because he's good when it comes to relationships. Now, he's in a good relationship.
I am. Only music.
Not tricky at all. Lanier from Corona, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Lanier, do you believe you could beat DJ Majestic this morning, my man?
I believe I could beat him.
All right. Oh. He's like, and if not, I got backup. My daughter Savannah is with me.
Exactly.
Just pressure, man.
I got backup.
You're going to win or she's going to heckle you.
Yeah, facts. All right. If you don't win, man, we automatically got to give the $100 gift card to the next caller, which is Lori from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Lori. You got any words for Lanier?
Good morning.
What are your words for Lanier, Lori?
Sorry? What are your words?
I won it.
Fantastic. It's like automatic. No.
She's stunned. All right, man. Here's the first one based off of the lyrics. What's the name of this song? Here we go.
I don't want to be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't want to be alone tonight. Alone tonight, alone tonight. Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody new. Ooh, baby.
Jessica's being tricky. Lanier, what's the name of that song based on the lyrics only?
Dancing with a Stranger.
That is correct.
Yes. Right. Good job.
Good job.
Love it.
That was Savannah, though.
That was all Savannah. That was all your daughter.
I heard her in the background.
That was Savannah. It was all Savannah.
Yes.
All right, here's the second one, man. You get this one correct, you win a $100 gift card. All right, here it is. Based only on the lyrics. I mean, Jesse, you got to get trickier, bro.
I know.
All right, here we go.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't want to die for them to miss me.
Okay, got it.
Yes, I see it.
All right, Lanier, what's the name of this song based on the lyrics?
God's Plan.
That is correct.
Got it!
Congratulations, I shall say, Savannah, your daughter. Lanier, good job, man. You win a $100 gift card to go to Islands. Congratulations, my man. Appreciate you guys listening to us.
All right, thank you.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Those of us that live here in Southern California are the ones that are least prepared whenever it rains, like it rained last night and yesterday afternoon. Even though, like, I was reporting in the morning, yo, crazy rain coming this afternoon. Got caught in the rain on the street yesterday, bro. The entire walk back from our work meeting, man. But it was crazy. There was like areas hit up hail, snow, and big bear, lightning. The beaches had to be cleared out. Disneyland has shut down for a couple hours. It was nuts.
Well, it's not natural for us to like walk around with an umbrella. I feel like in Michigan, you always have an umbrella in your car. You're just always ready for any kind of weather. I feel like here in California, we're just, no matter what you can tell us, but we're just not prepared.
Also, the roads are trash.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. Like, the road, our pavement isn't meant, like, if you drive down Santa Monica Boulevard, there are like ruts, straight up ruts, because they haven't repaved that thing in years, minus little sections here and there, and our freeways are the same way. You hit those big old puddles on it. Yeah. So I get it. It's just, people say we're bad drivers in the rain. also we're driving on garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of those potholes and stuff like that, for some reason, are right in front of tire shops. It's really weird. All right, scam. Fantastic. Yeah, cloudy all day today, but we should be clear of rain. Tomorrow, pure sunshine. We're hopefully going to hit 70 degrees as a high. This Memorial Day weekend is going to be a lot chillier than last week. Last Memorial Day weekend for sure. But hey, it's Memorial Day weekend. Ain't nobody got time to complain. We got to enjoy that. Shout out to all those that have fallen, all of our heroes that have fallen for Memorial Day weekend and their families. Definitely honoring that for sure. Coming up next, inside the Chelsea Report, what are you working with, Chelsea?
Someone close to Wendy Williams got arrested for physically attacking her ex.
Wow.
We're going to talk about that next in the Chelsea Report, and that's at 7:50.
The Chelsea Report.
Cardi B is continuing to build her empire, and she's about to make bocktails a thing.
Bocktails.
Bocktails. Mm. It's a new word that she just filed a trademark for.
Get it, girl.
And basically, she wants to create, well, alcohol beverages around it, which makes sense. I kind of feel like that's
like
the first thing came to mind, bocktails. But then she also wants to create merch around this word and also a TV show. So,
what does it mean?
I don't know. I mean, at first I was kind of like, I was a B because of Cardi B. But
right.
I don't know.
Well, it's like a cocktail, but Cardi B,
bocktails. I know.
It's probably just a word she created.
I mean,
exactly. I mean, just like occur.
What does anything Cardi
no,
B
no,
mean?
I get that, but like mocktails is a thing right. where people make non-alcoholic drinks. So I didn't know if she had any sort of, it just
like
so
Barbie
it's just.
Like Barbie gang, so like bocktails, I don't know.
So it just means asinine nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
it means
you know what?
She's going to make a lot of money, bro.
Exactly. the bocktails, the merchandise ranging from shirts to footwear. And yeah, so
it,
look girl. Out for that, guys.
Mm. We'll be honest.
More from Cardi.
Can't wait. Give myself a bocktail.
Wendy Williams' 18-year-old son, Kevin Hunter Jr., was arrested yesterday for assaulting his father, wow. Kevin Hunter Sr., wow. Also Wendy's ex. Wendy filed for divorce in April after there were rumors he was cheating on her and even got his mistress pregnant. So there's that. But sources are saying the argument between father and son was reportedly over Kevin Sr. demanding spousal support from Wendy. So definitely wow. what we're hearing is the disagreement between father and son was about the divorce. Apparently Kevin Sr. put Kevin Jr. in a headlock, at which point the son punched him in the nose to break hold. He was arrested, but Kevin Sr. told TMZ basically, I love my son. I will not be pursuing this matter legally. Things are not always how they appear, is what he said.
This guy's a buster.
Why is he talking like he's a hero at the end? Like, yo, like, you know, guess what, guys? I'm not going to press any charges. Listen, violence is never the correct route to go. At the same time, I understand this kid, like, if I were in his situation, you're that son, and this man has done all this mm-hmm. harm to your mother, mm-hmm. especially what she's been going through, you know, battling with alcoholism, depression,
he's
all the
above.
He's an
only child, you know?
And now he wants to grab money from her?
Yeah.
To go live with his mistress and whatnot?
Right.
You're going to be enraged if you're the son in this situation, man.
I guess in principle, I believe in what you say, like, violence isn't the answer, but sometimes you just got to get popped in the nose. Yeah. Solve a lot of issues. Like if that guy treating Wendy Williams like that, and a lot we talked about a lot of people who just deserve a swift punch in the nose, and then you go your separate way.
Well, and I think also he's 18 years old. He needs, like, you know, you at that time in your life, to you especially, you need a strong male figure in your life,
well,
and that's your dad exactly. And
he hasn't been
in
for years.
And the fact that he's seeing him treat his mom that way, I can't imagine what emotions he's going through, being the only child, his parents getting divorced. I just
he probably wanted to punch his dad in the nose for years.
Many times, bro. Many times, and then this is like. What is it, the last hay or something like that? What's the saying?
The last straw.
Thank you. Last straw that broke the camel's back.
The last hay sounds good, though, too, man.
I'm almost there with my wife of terminology and sayings, man. Guys, I'm getting there.
Yeah, I appreciate that Wendy's being so open about it.
Yeah.
She kind of mentioned on her show, I think this was like a couple weeks ago, she's like, look, I talk about celebrities all the time, and that's just what it is. And she's like, and I'm aware that my personal life is out there, and I'm going to be honest with you guys as much as I can. So, but obviously sending well wishes to her with all that.
And I commend celebrities that are open about their struggles, because so many people look up to them, right? So if they talk about their struggles, not only people can relate, but say, you know what, if they were able to get help and they were able to get out of that situation, I can also do that. And I don't feel like I'm alone in the situation. So props for sure.
That's right,
guys.
When you call in with the Did You Dirty story, and we're like, whoa, Wendy's been there.
Yeah, facts. True. Been all there, bro.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Shout out to the class of 2019. We're going to do a cool little topic right now. We need your help and your participation. It could be funny. It could be real. Whatever you want to contribute is dope. But what advice would you give your 18-year-old self at your graduation day? What advice would you give? Shoot us a call or text 877-971-HITS. Inspired by Jennifer Garner, amazing actress. She just gave some dope advice. I mean, it wasn't $40 million to pay all their tuition and whatnot, whatever, but it was really good advice to the graduates at her alma mater, Denison University in Ohio. Check this out.
When it comes to Halloween costumes, go funny over sexy. Why would you dress like a flirty nurse when you could be a mailbox? Nothing looks better in your 50s than sunscreen in your 20s. Don't smoke and don't vape. I'm sorry, somebody has to say it. Mixed signals are not mixed signals. They're a no. If you're a woman, and pardon me for being binary for just a second, the stage has been set. The world is yours to grab. Go out and get it, girl.
So what advice would you give your 18-year-old self at graduation? Chelsea, back in Michigan, what would you say to yourself?
I mean, I feel like I would say, Chelsea, don't fall for the charm and suaveness of Ryan Bussa, the guy who broke your heart and became the biggest player ever, and make out with him around the time of graduation, because guess what, you guys? I had horrible mono on my graduation.
Oh, hell no.
So, Chelsea, stay away.
You know, there's a couple of those guys at your high school and college, stay away from that version of Ryan, was his name?
Ryan Bussa. Yeah,
Ryan Bussa is a busta.
Yeah.
He's probably like got a family and like a nice guy now. We're just torching him on the radio.
Hey, Chelsea, is it cool? Can we get his number? Can we call him? And can you call him out for that?
I would do it.
Okay. Let's write that down. Brian, what advice would you give your 18-year-old self, man? If we're going back up to Washington, you're graduating there, man. The state of Washington at graduation.
I said nothing matters. Like none of it. Like you're stressing about all this stuff. You're gonna look back at it 20 years from now, and every little thing that you stressed out about, as long as you live through it, you'll be fine.
Aww, that's like cute. Nothing.
Well, that can go to one of two ways. It depends on what things you're planning on doing.
Yeah. I would say this, man.
Make out with Ryan Bussa.
Don't do it.
As many times as you can, but check some DayQuil right after. I would say this, man. When you get all the letters in the mail, Edgar, little Edgar, even littler than I am now, saying, congratulations, you've been pre-approved for a $10,000 credit card. It doesn't mean you won the lottery, bro.
It's not free money, y'all.
No. Nope.
Gotta pay that back.
Plus 20% interest. Ah, man. I'm telling you, the trouble I got into because, you know, paying for college on my own, doing that situation and, you know, trying to pay for books, gas, and just trying to have a life. You just tally it up. You're like, oh, I'll pay it off later. Man, do not get eaten up by those credit cards, right? Hit us up. 877-971-HITS. What advice would you give your 18-year-old self at graduation? Hit us up. So what are some of the texts that are coming through, Brian?
We got from the 323, don't stress about college. Said 4 or 5 years ago faster than high school did. And also, don't take classes on Fridays.
Ooh, like that's good advice.
Three-day weekends like this one.
From the 213, buy property in L.A. and hold on to it.
Good luck. Currently.
Right. Well, yeah, back in time.
This is their 18-year-old exactly. self. You're right.
We got this one from the 310. Speak up, put yourself in the conversation. In interviews, raise your own bar, keep your skills sharp, stay fit, don't vape, sleep is for your retirement years.
Wow.
That's good. What
is that, Steve Aoki, dog? Sounds like him.
Then the 562, I would tell my 18-year-old self to keep those 1,200 bitcoins you gave your classmate years ago.
Wow. Keep it, bro.
That's
Chrissy
great.
From LA, what advice would you give to your 18-year-old self at graduation for others to learn from?
Without question, stay single.
Wow. So if you're with somebody right now, the love of your life at 18,
stop them.
Break up with them immediately.
Yeah, rip off that band-aid.
Yeah.
You are single. That romantic love, you call it. You have no idea idea what real love is when you're 18. You're figuring out yourself, and you need to have a love affair with you.
There you go, Chrissy. Preach. So I'm assuming you stayed with your high school boyfriend for a long time, and do you regret that?
I do. Because I didn't get to figure out what I liked until later, and then I had other commitments. It wasn't time once life started up.
I mean, I don't trust you as a human being until you hit rock bottom at least once in your life. Right?
So that's true. Right. And you become like almost codependent when you're with someone in your teens.
Facts. I just got a text from the 213 agreeing with you, Chrissy. They're like, also, you don't just want to be 1D. One dimensional.
No.
I also agree with the other way, too. Numerous Ds. Explore the Ds.
I'm assuming she meant one dimensional, right, guys?
Don't
we'll be 1D.
We'll go with that.
To both.
Chrissy, thank you for calling in. Love you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too.
Elizabeth from Sylmar, good morning.
Good morning.
What advice would you give your 18-year-old self at graduation? First of all, where did you graduate from? What city in high school?
I'm in Sylmar, but I graduated from Alamany in Mission Hills.
Oh, dope. What advice would you give?
Yeah, I would definitely have listened to my parents. I am first generation here, and I should have went to college.
Interesting.
Instead, you did what?
I focused on dumb stuff, on going out, being with my boyfriend. He's now my husband, but just going out with friends and having fun, living life.
You can still go back to college.
We just got married last year. I have a newborn baby girl. Yes.
You can do it,
Elizabeth.
I have
to work full time. I know.
Look. I almost argue the opposite. Mm. I just argue that you just do what makes you happy. Right? Like, live life. College will always be there. You know, like, maybe this is exactly how it has to happen for you, where you're married, you have a baby, you do you for a little while, and you go back. So college ain't going anywhere. That is a business. There will always be someone willing to take your money in exchange for a degree.
I like that.
And Elizabeth, and if you do decide that that's what makes you happy because you want to better yourself professionally, if that's truly what you want, just imagine the great example you're going to set for your daughter. The fact that, like, if my mom went to college doing a full-time job, being a full-time mom, and babysitting my dad, I can make it too. You feel me?
You know it.
Awesome. Elizabeth, we love you. Thank you for listening to us.
No, thank you for you guys, man. I listen to you every morning.
It's amazing. Appreciate you. Shout out to class of 2019. Great advice we got this morning. I think the greatest advice, though, that I would have given my 18-year-old self was this. Create country trap music. And you will become a millionaire overnight. Damn. Could have been up on Napster, bro.
Sign Lil Nas X to a full 360 management deal when he's 12.
Good morning.
The Chelsea Report.
I reported on this last week. Actor Robert Pattinson, who you know from Twilight, is rumored to be cast as Batman in Matt Reeves' upcoming Batman film. And now I'm hearing Vanessa Hudgens is the front runner to play Catwoman.
Okay.
You may know her from, like, High School Musical.
Right.
She did Zac Efron for a long time.
Right.
So look her up, because I got no damn idea who you're talking about.
The reason why people are saying this, well, basically it's this YouTube channel who say they're called BYO. They have this insider information. Apparently they're the first to report Robert Pattinson was rumored, and now that's become kind of a big thing. And still not confirmed yet. But with Vanessa, she's done a bunch of comic book films for the DC comic family. She was in the Netflix adaptation of the Dark Horse comic Polar as Camille, and then she did Powerless, and she played Emily Locke. So she's kind of in the family, and people are saying that she could be doing it. Of course, there's controversy because she's kind of not what people would expect, you know?
Really? She looks like, I mean, if you look at who's played Catwoman before, it's been like Michelle Pfeiffer, Halle Berry. Like, she looks definitely in that vein of, like, kind of a, she looks like kind of a badass, but she's really attractive.
She's beautiful.
I think it's more just because she's not a huge,
though.
But yeah, exactly. She's not a huge actress, or she's not, you know, people always have an opinion that are comic book fans, so.
She's like such a talented person, though, in acting, singing, all the above,
she's
man.
She's the best.
I get the Robert Pattinson hate because he looks like a frail, pasty vampire.
Oh, that's mean. Come on.
He's not like the Incredible Hulk.
But he even has more acting credits. Like, he's in a lot of indie films. Mm-hmm. So he's actually a very good actor.
Indie films and playing Batman.
But I'm saying he has some credits under his belt.
I'm not talking credits. I'm talking about look.
Okay.
Because it looks frail. It looks pasty.
I mean, these people are probably judging for many different reasons, right?
Sure.
It's not the right look. She hasn't done the right type of movies or whatever it may be. People are always going to find something to complain about. Mm-hmm. But hey, everybody deserves a chance to have their breakthrough movie in this regard. So for Miss Hudson here.
And I love the underdog story. So say it does come out, they both end up playing, it ends up being a hit. Like, it'll be cool. It'll be cool to see that. So Natalie Portman has called out musician Moby for lying about dating her. This is a super interesting story. So Moby basically released a new memoir, and he basically says in the late 90s, Natalie was 20. She was a student at Harvard. He was a 33-year-old musician on tour, and he claims they had this romance. Uh-huh. He says they kissed under the century's old oak trees and would lie with each other in her dorm room. Like, he's going into detail about this. He said he wanted to be her boyfriend. It didn't work out, though. Well, Portman, she's completely denying it, and basically, and she's even kind of calling him creepy.
Yeah.
She said, I was surprised to hear that he characterized that very short time I knew him as dating, because my recollection is a much older man being creepy with me when I just had graduated high school. Oof. He said, I was 20, but I was a teenager. I just turned 18. And then, you know, obviously Moby heard that she said this. She's denying it. And Moby said, I'm confused as to why she would deny it. We definitely did date. But then he said, this was just kind of funny. He goes, P.S. I completely respect Natalie's possible regret in dating me. To be fair, I would probably regret dating me too, but it doesn't alter the actual facts of our brief romantic history.
I mean, it seems like, I don't know, it seems like they had something. I don't know how she'd want him to characterize it. If Would she rather him say, like, instead of dating, because that sounds classier, yeah, I was like an older dude and we fooled around when I was on tour in the green room. You know what I mean?
But I also think, like, why, it reminds me of, like, situations that I've been in where, like, you're just being a you're being nice, maybe you're hanging out with someone who's a friend, and maybe they think it's more than it is. Because why would she deny it at this point? That she has no reason to, you know what I mean?
She's an A-list celebrity and he's trying to write a memoir to make money.
Potentially. I don't know.
Yeah. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Special guests in studio, UCI Esports League of Legends Championship team. We got to give them a proper intro, if you know what I'm saying, though.
The champ is here!
Because they're the defending champs, y'all.
The champ is here!
National Collegiate defending champs, trying to go back-to-back, kicking off tomorrow here in Santa Monica. Please give it up for Mr. Latman.
Hello.
What's up, my man?
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for hanging out with us. Give it up for Avi as well.
What up?
Yes.
Yo, Avi, that was hype right there, bro.
Of course, I'm a hype man.
He's deceivingly hypeful.
Avi is deceivingly hypeful. It's true.
Man, thank you guys for being with us. We're live on Instagram as well at 97.1 Amp Radio. I want to dive, obviously, to talk about this. Esports is huge nowadays. People are going pro. People are making crazy money being watched playing video games. You guys specifically play League of Legends. For those that don't know what League of Legends is, how would you describe it in the simplest form?
I'm going to go ahead and kick this off to my player, Avi. I think he's very well qualified for this one.
Okay. And by player, you mean video game player?
Yes. Yeah. 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 Well, I mean both. I mean both, obviously.
Get him, my man.
I mean, just look at him.
All right.
Facts.
Well, all right, Avi. League is basically a 5v5 game, team-based game, where the objective is to defeat or to destroy the enemy team's base, and you have to do a lot of complicated things in order to defeat that base.
It's chaos. I just played it with him. It's chaos.
Brian, you just took them on one-on-one.
Did you hear him laugh? Did you hear him laugh right now?
How bad was Brian, for real, at this video game?
He was not the worst new player I've ever played.
Oh, look at that.
But how quickly did you beat him?
I mean, he saw me, and then he was dead, basically.
I kind of came thundering in. I picked, like, this werewolf guy, and I kept pushing the wrong buttons. By the way, they throw the funniest subtle shade ever when I'm trying to get my buttons configured and get, like, my fingers on. He's like, don't worry, you won't make it to the R button. Like, I know that.
Avi did say that.
I know you ripped me. I just don't know how.
Coach Latman, do you coach them on trash talking as well?
I do. I think trash talking is a very integral part of the game, and I encourage them to do so.
There you go. Fantastic. I did catch the first episode of your guys' documentary that's actually on ESPN. I recommend everybody to watch. It's pretty amazing. It was interesting. I was on the app, and I was searching for it. I went under watch. I was searching for it. And legit, it was like basketball, soccer, tennis, da-da-da. And then also it's like esports. as one of the sports, right? And this is like groundbreaking right here. And I want to talk about this documentary in the first episode. But first, what do you say to the haters that say, you can't call this a sport? You're playing video games sitting down on a computer? What do you say to that? Do you want to go Avi or Coach Lennon?
Coach? We practice, we compete, we train.
Y'all are wearing jerseys right now?
Yeah, we're wearing jerseys. We go to championships. We get paid for it. How is it not a sport?
Yeah. There you go. Facts on that. One of the most interesting parts that hit me while watching this documentary is one of your guys' teammates from the UCI team, he got really emotional when he was expressing how it felt when his parents finally approved, if you will, of him going into esports and wanting to go professional. What kind of pressures have you guys felt from your family? It's been like, yo, I want to go pro and play video games for a living. I mean, was it difficult to have that conversation with your parents?
I'll go ahead and kick this one off. Yeah. Well, when I first told my parents I wanted to go play League of Legends, I'm half white, half Asian. My dad was actually very supportive of it because he's an avid gamer himself.
Right.
But my mom, she's Chinese, first gen, and there's a pretty big stigma that you should stay in school with first gen parents. And she was initially very against it. I actually had to move out like right after high school because she straight up just would not let me play at home. And so that's what I did. And fast forward a few years, when I eventually got the scholarship to come to UCI, it totally changed her perspective towards it. Thank goodness.
She was like, I don't have to pay for college.
Yeah, money talks.
I support you.
Yeah, that's actually exactly how it went down. Yeah, she was just so happy you made it to college after all. So.
Yeah, before we played in the, before I was about to get smoked by these dudes. It's funny because I grew up in the generation of like Xbox and Nintendo 64, where it wasn't a thing that you could even make like even a business or go to college with it. And I was joking, like, I want to call my mom and be like, "You ruined my life, mom. I could have been pro."
Chelsea said she was real good at Paperboy.
Yeah, that was my favorite. Throwback to Paperboy.
So that's got
to
be awesome how far the sport has come and what you guys are doing with it, right? And definitely, what do you want to say, Avi? What kind of pressure are you feeling? The tournament kicks off tomorrow in the championships again, trying to be back-to-back, being the newcomer on the UCI team. Yeah. What's that pressure like, my man?
Well, actually, so James was on the team last year, and he played a big role in communication for the team. And now that he's not on the team anymore.
He's a coach, yeah?
And I stepped in, basically. I'm not playing his role exactly, but basically I'm filling a lot of the gaps that he left. So I'm big on hyping the team up in terms of communication. I'm really big on that. And honestly, I'm really excited. The whole experience has been pretty amazing. I've been training really, really hard for this, and I think we're going to take it home.
If you just tuned in, we're talking to the UCI Esports League of Legends Championship team. Coming up next, we'll dive into some more questions with you guys. And if you're the one that's like going to hype them up, bro, you got to take this with you right here.
The champ is
when you guys walk in tomorrow, it's Santa Monica. Let all the other universities that think they're going to beat UCI be like, I don't know.
Just hold the belt above your head as you walk down.
Coming up next, we've got some more questions for you guys. Also, talk some more about mental health, especially with gaming, which is very important. And a lot of people are going through this. Dopest moment right now is happening live. We have the UCI Esports League of Legends Championship team in the studio. Give
the
it up,
champs.
Everybody.
Yes.
The champs.
Avi, new player on the team. Latman as coach.
Shut up.
And the godfather, the OG of the program at UCI, Mark Deppy in the building as well, man. Shout out to you, Mark. Appreciate you being with us. So I want to get to something real quick that is very important. I love what UCI is doing revolving mental health and that has to do with gaming. You guys have legit psychologists on the team. Dr. Milo, who's a good friend of ours. Also, I know that people are studying your guys' brains while you're playing. All this stuff. And it's amazing while you're playing these video games. And you can catch, there's a documentary on ESPN. The first episode already dropped on esports called Good Game. And actually, right now, live is being filmed the finale of it, the final episode that's going to air June 18th on ESPN 6 to 8 p.m. So thank you guys for choosing us to
hang out. That's really cool. Our episode.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Since May is Mental Health Awareness Day, I want to talk to Latman. You're now a coach, but you've played for many years at UCI. I know you had to step away from gaming. And what we're seeing nowadays, studies coming out of how addictive gaming is to some people and how it really takes their life in that sense in regards to just taking over. You got to step away. What do you have to say in regards to mental health? What are some healthy practices of gaming?
Yeah, so I ended up having to take a year off playing back after my stint in the Pro League when I played in LCS.
What is LCS?
LCS is the League of Legends Championship Series. It's the highest level of play that you can reach in terms of, you know, playing League of Legends here in North America and over in Europe.
Wow. Okay.
And yeah, I ended up having to take a year off because, well, essentially growing up, most people who end up playing games a lot, especially when they're growing up in like sort of unhealthy environments at home or at school, they tend to use games as a little bit of an escape. And that kind of develops some pretty unhealthy habits on, like, you know, how you can like be familiar with your own mental health state. Mm-hmm. And it creates like a situation where as you get older, you don't really learn, you don't really figure yourself out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that tends to create some very unhealthy tendencies. So after I played in the Pro League, I kind of like was able to take a step back and realize like, dang, I'm a little messed up. Like, I've definitely got some anxiety. I've got some depression.
Wow.
And pro gaming is not a very supportive environment. Like, it's very cutthroat. Even your own teammates are just always trying to get their next leg up to, you know, find the next best team that they can get on to advance their own careers.
Wow.
So I couldn't really find a very sustainable support system while I was trying to go pro outside of my, you know, like my friends and family. So I went ahead and checked myself into therapy right after, you know, I went pro. And that was a phenomenal experience. It's something that I would recommend to anyone, even if you don't think you have any problems. Like, I think anyone could use it. And it was a phenomenal experience for myself.
Mm-hmm. Having been a gamer on a professional level, man, what do you recommend to those that game now to not necessarily fall into that anxiety and that type of depression?
Well, I think a big part of it comes down to just being like true to yourself and really trying to figure yourself out. Like, part of that means like, you know, some people, for example, they never want to be alone. They'd always like when they come home, you know, they don't want to spend any time just thinking about things on their own, introspecting, you know, instead they'll just, you know, go straight into like a game with other people, go straight into like anything that doesn't involve thinking about what their own life is.
Thank you for sharing that, man. I appreciate you being so open. And even in the first episode of the documentary, I saw that they were, as they were studying your guys' brains at UCI and you guys playing games, one of the researchers, if you will, she's a doctor, was making you guys do burpees. For 3 minutes, the exercise burpees to release some of the anxiety and anger and frustrations that you guys get while playing on yourself, and then your teammate who just messed up and could potentially cause the game, and exercising in between was like helping you guys out because you guys were joking around and laughing, and it was like so interesting to me.
Well, I just played for 90 seconds because that's all I could hang with Avi over here, and he destroyed me 4 times back to back. But like that environment, you guys had to play like 10 hours. You could scrimmage for 10 hours.
Right.
Like that environment seemed, it was kind of crazy for me. It was chaotic. And I imagine if you do that for 10 hours, I was joking with Avi, I'm like, how do you walk out onto the streets and someone like cuts you off in traffic and you're like, ah, R, alt, shift, right, shoot. Like, you know, like transitioning back. So how is that process when you come out of a 10-hour game? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you have to do to readjust to just living?
Honestly, there's like an adjustment time period that you have to go through. Like after, so what we do is after every scrim block, we take a walk outside.
And that's a scrimmage right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after every scrimmage, which is lasts about 3 hours.
Wow.
We walk outside, our eyes hurt for about a minute, and then we were like, okay, yeah, we're actually in real life, we're not stuck in our game.
Right. I don't have a bazooka anymore.
I'm no longer.
Thanks, though. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming through and representing UCI. Back-to-back championships, hopefully, kicking off tomorrow here in a
believe
it, you guys.
Let's go. Remember, when you guys walk in, you got to play this from now on, all right?
The champ is here!
It's going down at the Ride Arena here in Santa Monica starting tomorrow all weekend long. And make sure you go out and support UCI and catch the last episode of this esports documentary, Good Game, on ESPN, 6 to 8 p.m., June 18th. Thank you so much to Latman, to Mr. Deppy, to Avi. Appreciate you guys to go represent UCI.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, man.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.